I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. There are plenty of unanswered questions in the 2016 race for lieutenant governor. But the most important one right now might be, what makes someone a resident of the state of Vermont? As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the answer could reshape the Democratic primary.
It's a more complicated question than you might think, and getting an answer is proving a difficult task. Just ask Garrett Graff, the guy whose political future hinges on the statutory definition of the word residency.
I've always considered myself a Vermonter. I was born in Vermont. I was raised in Vermont. Vermont has been my home every day that I have woken up in my life.
Graff may call Vermont home, but the 34-year-old political journalist has been living in Washington, D.C. for the last 10 years, and the perception of carpetbagging isn't the only problem his situation presents. Secretary of State Jim Condos says Graff's Beltway hiatus from the Green Mountains might disqualify him from seeking statewide office in 2016. Condos says that's because the Vermont Constitution stipulates that candidates for lieutenant governor, quote, shall reside in, unquote, the state of Vermont 4 years preceding the election.
There is no clear explanation in the statutes about candidate residency, but the Constitution does say shall reside. So in my view, it will come down to a court deciding what does shall reside mean.
Graff says he hasn't decided for sure whether he'll run for lieutenant governor, but last month he sought a formal ruling from Condos' office on whether or not he has residency in the state of Vermont to, in his words, quote, bring some clarity to the matter. Graff says statute and case law make clear that residency is about more than physical presence inside state borders. Rather, Graff says courts have made clear that residency hinges on a person's intent to return to the Green Mountains, and on that front, Graff says his actions couldn't have been clearer.
So I've kept my driver's license in Vermont. I've stayed registered to vote in Vermont. And by all official measures, I have continued my Vermont residency even when I've been out of state.
Condo says it's not his job to issue a ruling on Graff's eligibility. If the Montpelier native decides to run and a fellow candidate or a voter challenges his eligibility, then Condo says it'll be up to the courts to decide the question. In the meantime, at least one lawmaker is looking to help those courts interpret the Constitution. Windham Senator Jeanette White says it isn't the word residency that Graff should be worried about.
In my mind, the Constitution is pretty clear. It says reside in, which is different than residency.
She's now seeking support for a bill that would clarify in state law that reside means a continued presence in the state.
When I read this, I think if I had written reside in, I would mean physically be there.
Graff, of course, disagrees.
You know, I think that most Vermonters understand very clearly that you don't stop being a Vermonter at the border of the state.
If Graff does decide to run and the courts clear him to proceed, he'll then face the obvious question about why someone who hasn't lived here for 10 years should be a heartbeat away from the governor's office. It's one he says he's eager to answer.
The onus is certainly on me to discuss the vision and my hopes and dreams for the future of the state of Vermont.
Graff says it'll be up to voters to decide if they're ready to follow him. If Graff does run in the Democratic primary, he'll face Burlington Representative Keisha Rahm, Chittenden Senator David Zuckerman, and Marlboro businessman Brandon Riker. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.